Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Founder's Pocket Guide Raising Angel Capital by Stephen R. Poland is a compact, practical startup finance guide aimed at founders preparing to raise early equity from angel investors. Positioned as an easy-to-reference handbook rather than a long narrative, it focuses on helping entrepreneurs understand what angels look for and how the fundraising process typically unfolds. The book's purpose is to reduce confusion around early-stage funding by clarifying key terminology, outlining the moving parts of an angel round, and showing how to prepare the core materials investors expect to see. Across its short length, it emphasizes readiness and professionalism, building a clear story, assembling credible support documents, anticipating due diligence questions, and approaching conversations with investors in a structured way. Its value lies in turning a daunting, unfamiliar process into a set of concrete steps founders can follow so they can engage investors more confidently and avoid common early mistakes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding what angel investors expect. A central contribution of the guide is translating the angel investor perspective into practical expectations a founder can act on. Rather than treating fundraising as a single pitch meeting, the book frames angel capital as a process in which investors evaluate people, market potential, and execution readiness alongside the product idea. It helps founders sort out the language and basic mechanics of equity fundraising so they can follow investor conversations without getting lost in jargon. That foundation matters because misunderstandings about how angels think can derail otherwise promising discussions, especially for first-time founders. The book encourages entrepreneurs to align what they present with what angels commonly need to assess, including a coherent narrative of the problem, the solution, and the path to building a real business. It also highlights that credibility is built through preparation, not bravado, and that early-stage investing often depends on trust in the team's ability to execute. By focusing on expectations and typical evaluation criteria, the guide positions founders to show seriousness and reduce perceived risk, which is often the hidden objective of an early angel round. Secondly, a step-by-step view of the angel fundraising process. The book is designed as a quick, end-to-end overview of how angel fundraising typically works, giving founders a roadmap they can follow. Instead of presenting fundraising as mysterious or purely relationship-driven, it outlines the major phases that tend to appear in real angel rounds: preparation, outreach, first meetings, follow-up conversations, and moving toward commitment. This process framing helps founders manage momentum and avoid treating each interaction as isolated. It also encourages realistic pacing, since early-stage rounds often require multiple touchpoints before an investor is comfortable. By emphasizing the complete process, the guide supports better planning. Founders can sequence tasks, identify what must be ready before outreach, and understand what materials and answers are likely to be requested after initial interest. The result is a more professional experience for both sides. For a first-time entrepreneur, simply knowing what comes next can reduce anxiety and prevent common pitfalls, such as approaching investors too early, failing to track conversations, or being unprepared when interest turns into diligence. Thirdly, building the core pitch materials and financial model. Poland places strong emphasis on being equipped with the practical tools investors expect, especially the pitch deck and supporting financial materials. The guide treats these deliverables as more than marketing. They are instruments that communicate strategy, priorities, and the founder's understanding of the business. A pitch deck is presented as a disciplined way to tell the company's story, explain the opportunity, and show how the startup plans to win. Complementing the narrative, the book points founders toward building a financial model that supports credibility and enables investor dialogue about assumptions. Even when early numbers are uncertain, clear logic and transparent drivers help an investor assess whether the team is thinking rigorously. The guide also reinforces concise communication, encouraging founders to present information in a way that is easy to evaluate and discuss. In practice, these materials become the backbone of fundraising conversations, follow-ups, and internal investor deliberations. By focusing on readiness and clarity, the book helps founders avoid common errors like cluttered decks, inconsistent assumptions, or financial projections that appear detached from the operating plan. Fourthly, preparing for due diligence with organized documentation. Another key topic is anticipating due diligence and treating it as a normal, manageable part of raising angel capital. The guide encourages founders to prepare the documentation that investors may request so the company can respond quickly and confidently when interest increases. This preparation is not only about speed, it signals operational maturity and reduces friction at the moment when investors are deciding whether to commit. The book frames diligence as a set of concerns angels typically need to get comfortable with. which often includes understanding the business fundamentals, the team, and the company's readiness to accept capital responsibly. By encouraging founders to think ahead, it helps avoid last-minute scrambling that can introduce errors, inconsistencies, or trust issues. It also supports better internal discipline, organizing information forces teams to clarify ownership, assumptions, and plans. Even for very early startups, having a well-structured set of materials can improve the quality of investor conversations because answers are consistent and evidence is easy to share. In that way, diligence readiness becomes part of overall fundraising competence rather than a separate, unpleasant surprise. Lastly, relationships, communication, and negotiating terms. While the book is practical and process-driven, it also underscores that angel investing is strongly relationship-based. It stresses the importance of establishing personal connections and communicating the startup story in a way that is compelling and easy for investors to repeat to others. This focus reflects the reality that angels often invest through trust, pattern recognition, and networks, especially when hard data is limited. The guide supports founders in approaching discussions professionally, preparing for common questions, and maintaining clarity about what they are asking for and why. It also addresses the transition from interest to agreement, including negotiating terms at a level appropriate for a pocket guide. The key message is that founders should be prepared to discuss terms without being reactive or uninformed, because small misunderstandings can create lasting tension. By pairing relationship building with structured communication and basic negotiation readiness, the book helps founders avoid two extremes: assuming fundraising is purely transactional or assuming it is purely networking. Instead, it presents a balanced approach where preparation, narrative, and respectful engagement increase the odds of reaching an investable agreement. In conclusion, Founders Pocket Guide Raising Angel Capital is best suited to first-time founders, early entrepreneurs, and operators who suddenly find themselves responsible for raising an angel round and need a clear, practical overview. Readers who already understand equity fundraising mechanics in depth may find the material introductory. But even experienced builders can benefit from its checklist, like orientation and its emphasis on readiness. The primary benefit is time savings instead of piecing together fragmented advice. The book consolidates the main stages of angel fundraising into a coherent flow and points founders toward the materials and behaviors that tend to matter most. Practically, it helps entrepreneurs approach outreach, pitching, and follow-up with more confidence, because they understand what investors are likely to ask and what documents they should have organized. In a category crowded with expansive venture capital books and broad startup manifestos, this guide stands out by being short, focused, and oriented toward immediate execution. It does not attempt to be a comprehensive treatise on startups. It aims to make the angel process legible and doable. For founders who want a quick reference they can return to while actively fundraising, that narrow purpose is exactly its strength. If you would like to support Stephen R. Poland, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.